ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الله في كتابه العزيز: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. قال الله في كتابه العزيز: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. قال الله في كتابه العزيز: I greet you the greeting of the Islam, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, the class today is about being angry. Being angry. We all, the Muslims, should not get angry, even though it is written on us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, that we have to be angry sometimes, or we get angry. The Muslim should not get angry. And remember, because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the man came to him in Sahih al-Bukhari, and he said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أوصني قال لا تغضب، قال أوصني قال لا تغضب، قال أوصني قال لا تغضب. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam three times, and the man is asking for advice, and the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies, he said, do not get angry, do not get angry, do not get angry. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he repeated the statement, do not get angry, three times, to emphasize and to stress how much important that one of us should not get angry. Because anger is from the shaitan, and it is a charcoal. It's a charcoal that the shaitan will put it inside of the son of Adam. Remember, the shaitan, Allah said, the shaitan is in the Quran said, خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. In Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 13, and he said, you created me from fire, and he who created him from طين, from cloth, from pottery. So this is, the shaitan is created from fire, and this is his nature, is he will take control of the son of Adam when he is angry. When he is angry, the son of Adam, the shaitan takes control of him. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the man not to get angry, because anger, it could lead to destruction, it could lead to division among people. How many families have been divided because of what? Because the anger. And the simple reason is that the man will utter, usually the man who has the full control of the family, and he can utter the word of the divorce, and that belongs to him, does not belong to the wife. He can utter the word divorce, and wala yadu billah, it will lead to division and separation of both partners. And even we live it in this country and well elsewhere, where the both husband and wife, walayadu billah, by uttering the word because he was angry, or she made him angry, or he got angry, or he came from the job very angry, frustrated, then walayadu billah, he will utter the word of divorce out of anger. And then it will cause him to separation, either temporarily separation from his wife, or permanent separation from his spouse. And this is because the anger. And the shaitan, he causes the son of Adam to be angry, basically to disobey Allah. That's his job. The job of the shaitan is to make the son of Adam angry. And all the time, and also make the son of Adam forget. He forgets things. As we know from the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, قُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform my slaves to say what is good, because the shaitan will come between them. That means will come between them and instigate trouble, and instigate animosity, and instigate something that it is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the shaitan, that's his work. This is his work, to make the one angry all the time and make him forgetful about his Lord, and mindless before of his Lord. And from the results, consequences of the anger, that the anger will lead to hatred. When you're angry and you will hate someone, even after the anger took place, that will lead to hatred and despising one another, and envy. And so the consequences, more consequences, bad consequences, will accompany the anger. And even in the hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنه, that he questioned the Prophet of Allah, he asked the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, what ما يبعدني من غضب الله عز وجل, قال لا تغضب. He said, what make me away from the wrath of Allah? He said, do not get angry yourself. Don't get upset. Some people, some of us, and it could be me, that we get angry easily. And I'm trying to relate to live examples, because that will make my talk more tangible. That live examples, that some people, and even me, without exception, that we get angry over things. Maybe our boss frustrated us at work. Maybe our spouse frustrated us and makes you angry. She or he could be from both sides. Maybe the kids make you angry. Maybe someone that you know, your friend or your neighbor over something, whether it's small or petty things or big things, major things, that make you angry. And this is the situation that we deal with. Sometimes even one of us gets angry when he is in the traffic driving his car, and the person he came in the front of him, and he cut the road in the front of him. Then at that moment you feel that you are angry and you want to even smack him on the face because of what he did. This is situations that we go through almost every day. But when you look at it and you said, Subhanallah, I am getting angry, I could myself even done the same thing. Myself, I could be done the same thing. I'm getting angry with this. And it will even fuel the anger when you see that the person who has, for example, cut the road in the front of you, or he did something in the front, irritating you in the traffic. It will fuel it if you see him, for example, he's a foreigner, or he's a black, or he's someone of the minority. Okay? Especially here in America, you know, say, and even sometimes some of those kuffar, okay, they give you the finger. And he said, how much that man, that kafir man, makes me mad. So at this stage, We have to look for the remedy that will help us not to be angry. After a while, when you get, you know, relaxed and you gain back your senses, now you said, Wallah, subhanAllah, I don't know why I got mad over that person or over that kafir who cut the road in the front of me, or he did not put the signal, turning signal, or whatever, because I myself could have done worse. But some of us are really can control their anger, and some of us fail to do so. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَيْسَ شَدِيدُ غُصَّعَ إِنَّمَا الشَّدِيدُ الَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ عَنْدَ الْغَضَبِ. It is not the one, the strong one among us, not the one who can knock one out and, you know, knocking people out, you know. Anytime that someone comes to fight him, he can knock him out right away. But the strongest among us is the one that will control himself in a time of anger. In the moment of anger, he controls himself totally. It's hard, but we have to surpass that anger. And it is the whole things come together. The whole things come together, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam. In Islam, everything comes together. When you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Jew worship without a lot of shortcomings, and also you do what you're supposed to do from obedience to Allah, of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you keep your tongue all the time wet, as the hadith said about the remembrance of Allah, you remember Allah. Alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Making dhikr, make sure that you are mindful, being mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the day. Every day that you are mindful. When you are in ghafla, when you are in ghafla, heedlessness, when you are in total heedlessness, even though you make salat this 5 times a day, but you are in heedlessness, you know, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have not been mindful about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time the shaitan is ready to attack you, either by instigating trouble between you and your partner, or to create animosity between you and somebody else, your spouse, your cousin, your neighbor. This is very simple and well witnessed, that things that even the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that indeed the shaitan has given up the fight to turn you as polytheist in the Arabian Peninsula. But he has not, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, he has not given up the fight to create and instigate animosity among you. Among who? Among the Muslims. So the shaitan is not really, he don't want to make Muslims polytheists, because it's really out of the question. It's not anymore his ability to do so. Because the Muslim now, once he becomes Muslim, he holds on to his deen, whatever it takes, whatever it may cost him. But the animosity is easy. The fight to create animosity among the Muslims, this is his job. And nowadays you can see, my dear respected brothers and sisters, that the shaitan, he has been successful to an extent. And then the Muslims, if you see them nowadays, wallahi, yeah, they are not. You see, you know, you go to Saudi Arabia and you talk to Saudis, and he will tell you, I hate the 3 Arab races. I hate Egyptians. He's Saudi. Now he's saying what? He said he don't want to see them in his country, the Egyptians, Palestinians, and the Syrians. Why? Hatred, despise each other. And this is the result of being hungry. So the shaitan, that's his work. This is his job. His job, this is what they do. Even we are having an incident of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he gets angry. But the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the difference between between him and us, is that he gets angry, and this is the best anger, and the best situation to be angry is to be angry only when Allah's limits and boundaries has been transgressed against. When someone transgresses against Allah's boundaries, Allah's limits, at that time we ought and we must be angry, and that is the anger that is liked by Allah. This is the anger. There is 2 types of anger. There's the first anger, that the anger that Allah despises, which is the anger is for things our worldly life, totally attached or totally connected to the worldly life. You get an angry because your wife made the food late, cooked it late, as Arabs, we do have this kind, maybe in America is not as prevalent as in the Arab world, that, you know, if the husband finds out that his wife, she did put a lot of salt, you know, in the food, then he gets angry, or he gets angry because she being late 5 minutes back home without hearing the story. So this kind of anger, or you get an angry in the traffic while you are driving your car, someone cut the road in front of you, as I said earlier. This all worldly life anger. That is, this is despised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second type of anger is the type that it is beloved and liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you get angry, which you get angry, why? You get angry because Allah's boundaries and limits has been transgressed against. Someone is smoking cigarettes, you really get angry. In the premise of the masjid or in the Islamic center, you get angry because you love Allah and He's the Prophet. Someone is doing something wrong, you get angry. You see someone who is, you know, not making salat while the salat is established, and you get angry. You have the right to get angry because this is something connected to our hereafter. But a lot of us, that's why the Muslims, we are not prevailing. It's a package deal. The Islam, once you become Muslim and you say I am Muslim, it's a package deal. You can take morsel here from here and there, pieces, and work with it. No, it's a package deal. When we are not doing what we are supposed to do, then Allah will put us down, and Allah causes us to be among the lowest among the nations. When you see the parents get angry because their son did not make the best grade in the school. He did not make the best grade in the school. Or he did not prevail the school year. They get so angry. Or he did not do his homework. But when that boy or that girl did not make salat, it really did not turn them on a second or a nudge. It did not move them. It did not move. It did not steal their heart as much as steal them when it comes to his studies and his educational endeavor. But when it comes to salat, who cares? And this is the attitude. We get angry for petty things and simple things, and that we should not really get angry. And we, wala'yadu billah, when we needed to be we need to be angry, we don't get angry. In the situations that we need to be angry, we don't get to be angry. And this is, we see it, and even it turned off a lot of new converts. We turn off a lot of new converts by this attitude of choosing to be angry only with the things that are petty. Petty things. That we get so angry, petty things. So see, when you are really recalculating what you're doing, why you are getting angry, why I am getting angry, do scale it. Weigh it with the Islamic scale. Weigh that why you are getting angry, that situation. Are you really getting angry for Allah's sake? Or you are getting angry because to please yourself? And this is your emotion. You are a person like that. You are all the time like that. This is where it is not, you know, it's not needed. You get angry because you turn off people. When you are getting angry just for getting angry, you cannot control yourself, and you get angry for petty things that is not even attached to Allah's pleasure. It does not please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you get angry. So at that time, when you weigh it with the Islamic scale and see whether you are, so you can analyze the situation and say, subhanAllah, I don't know why I got angry. This is the first remedy that you do need to do. You do need to do is to examine and analyze the situation why you get angry. I don't know. I'm getting angry on my son or my daughter, may Allah forgive us, or on my wife or on my spouse or my husband, or whatever it is, what is I am getting angry about?
What is the thing? It is related. Does my husband does not make him salat? Is he is not making salat? Or my husband, he is, you know, dealing with riba, usury? At that time, I must be angry. I cannot even sleep with him in the same bed while he is not making salat. Or she is not making salat. Or my son is not, he is doing something wrong. That he is a teenager, but he is having a boyfriend and girlfriend, and he is a Muslim, and he is not supposed to do that. I have to be angry for Allah's sake. This is a valid anger. This is a valid anger. But when I'm getting angry, on the other, the same token, on the other side, when I'm getting angry because something that my wife, she came late, 5 minutes late from this supposedly time she has to be in the house. Or my wife brought me the food salty. Or my wife did not bring the dessert, something like that. Or my wife, she went to the store and forgot to bring me my gourmet coffee. The one that I love and adore. Okay, she didn't bring it, I have to get angry. Or someone, you know, cut the road in the front of you. So this is our petty things, and we should not get angry on it. And the shaitan really do make you, do help you. The shaitan helps you to be angry on the petty things more when Allah's limits has been transgressed again. Now the shaitan, that Iblis, the devil, may Allah curse him, that he said, he came to Musa alayhi salam, Moses, and he said, oh Musa, be careful in harshness. Indeed I play, and I manipulate the man who is harsh, as the children play with the ball. See, when you are harsh and you get angry easy, even we have an incident of Musa, Moses, he gets angry when he saw their people, his people, when he saw his people are prostrating to the calf. And that is a type of valid anger, because they become polytheists, walayadu billah, and even they said, oh Musa, make a god for us as these people have a god. And the anger, a lot of righteous people, they said, fear Allah and don't be angry. Indeed, anger will deteriorate your belief and your faith. And indeed, the anger is the enemy of the logic. And the anger is, like I said, charcoal that goes inside, that the shaitan will take it and put it inside the son of Adam, his body, inside his body, and it will go and boil his blood out of it. And a lot of people, when they are angry, they have the feeling of taking revenge, to avenge. And this is what we call it, that they want to avenge for themselves, not for Allah's sake. And how many people, this is another example, killed Look, even in the news in America, this is very, something very prevalent. People kill each other because of anger. Just the mere suspicion of a spouse towards his spouse, he will go ahead and kill her. Why? Because a mere suspicion. It could be true, it could be wrong. Because at that time he is angry, he could not differentiate. He could not control himself. He could not use or apply any logic that he can determine whether it is a suspicion or a truth what he heard about his wife. But he lets the anger take over, and he lets the anger dictate what he needed to do next step. And this, many crimes have been committed because of the anger. Many decisions, bad decisions, have been made because of the anger. You are in a quarrel between you and your brother, or your sister to another sister, even verbal quarrel, and then you told her you stupid or idiot. In a state of anger. Now how are you going to remedy this? Now the sister, she swear by Allah, she's not going to talk to you the rest of her life. Why? Because you told her that. Sister, I am very sorry. Brother, I am very sorry. I did not really mean it. I have not been in my full senses. No, I'm not going to forgive you. That's a bad word. That's an insulting word. You did offend me. You did hurt my feeling, and I'm not going to let it go. I'm going to keep it. And if I can get back on you, I will get. I will. So this is what we, because the anger, at the time of anger, you throw the words. When you are in conversation with someone and you feel it is heated, withdraw. That's another remedy. Another remedy for the believers. When you see someone is carrying on and arguing with you, it is better to withdraw at that stage, the early stage of the fight. But he would keep going, keep on. He said, he's going to throw a word at you. You're going to throw a word at him. He's being moderate, but you're not being moderate at your words. Then at that time, it escalates, and everything will be a doom later on. So it is better to cut that conversation or that argument in early stages. And then some people will have this physical, that they are physically, they move with their anger, makes them move physically against anyone that comes in front of them. Now you are angry with your boss. You come to the house. What got to do with your wife and children? You take one children and you hit, or you hit him, or you smack him on the face. So So like they said, you hit him, you know, without mercy in your heart because you're just hungry. So why you are mixing up? So for us as a Muslims and believers, we must keep in mind that we need to have total control in the tongue. Our tongue and our body. When we get angry, does not mean that we have to pass our anger on someone else. Or you are the boss of a company, someone else makes you angry. Your wife makes you angry, and then you came to the company, and then you pass your anger on every employee talking to you at that day. This is not only that you are getting sin because being angry, okay? But you are getting sin by being unjust. Because anger will lead you to be unjust with your own self and with others. And if you are angry, you could not judge between people. Neither you can give them the right answer or the just answer. And see, my dear respected brother, even Allah, Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he forbids the judge to judge between people while he is angry. It is a genetic, I believe it is have a genetic, because we do inherit our temperament from our fathers and mothers. I believe it is a genetic. That's why you see more Africans, since I am from Africa, more Africans, they are more, you know, they get angry easily than others versus Europeans. They get angry easily. But alhamdulillah, their hearts are very, very clean. I know this is for fact. They get angry. And also, you see a lot of Arabs, a lot of them do get angry easily. Versus that, if you see the European, he's cool. Especially, we have an example of the, we said he has the blood, the cold blood, like the cold blood of an Englishman. This could be genetic, because, like I said, we do inherit our temperament. If your father and mother, or even your line of descendancy, you know, if there have some in your family that have that, he gets angry easily, then you most likely, you may carry that trait with you, and also carry it to another generation. But the ulama said most of our ethics and most of our adab and manners are earned, we were not born with. Our manner. So, Allah, brothers, wallah, they become Muslim. He said, subhanAllah, Islam teaches me how to be patient. I never had patience while I was kafir. Islam teaches me how to be forbearing. Islam teaches me how to be forgiven person, benevolent, nice person, smiling face person. So Islam really did a lot for me. Since I became Muslim, alhamdulillah, I have earned many qualities and manners that I never experienced before. And this is, all the manners are earned. The scholars say, even the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-ilmu bit-ta'allum. He said the ilm comes as a result of acquiring knowledge. That means earning knowledge. you go and earn the knowledge. The knowledge does not come to you. Even though we may find some exceptions, some people, some mashallah, you know, we know that Sheikh Al-Albani, he is a self-teacher. He teaches himself, mashallah, Allah blessed him. You know, but there's some exception. But a lot of the ilm, the knowledge, as your brothers and sisters are sitting right now in the web on the line trying to earn some knowledge, trying to acquire the knowledge. This is how the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that the knowledge does not come except by acquiring knowledge. And forbearing, being benevolent, it does not come only if you acquire that quality. So basically the qualities, the manners that we are earnable are not just they are with us. But the best among us, that the one who is, subhanAllah, he said, brother, wallahi, I get angry. Maybe you take it after your father, or you take it after your mother, or you take it after your uncle, or you be raised up in the family that they yell and they get angry easily, whatever. But Islam tell you what to do. Islam, so the Islam really governs. Islam rules, govern even how to deal with anger. Allah told you, when you remind Allah, when you are remembering Allah, Allah will remember you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you less angry. He will make your anger can be controllable by you. You can control your anger. You earn that quality. You have to do some, you know, effort. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you to control your anger. This is, my dear respected brothers, the stages of someone getting angry and the remedy for it. And most likely, it is only by Allah's hands, and we have to acquire it by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by reading the Quran, by making dua. If we have this deficiency in ourselves, if I have a deficiency, and I know for sure that I am a type of person who gets angry easily. Anybody that knows me, go out of my face. I don't even care about you. I don't want you. I don't want to even see you again. We may say, do this. The remedy for it is to ask Allah to help you, to give you patience, and to control, because it's not nice for a Muslim. For those Muslims who know about Allah and His limits and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made every rule for everything, and they are not logical, they cannot be angry just for the heck of it. We have to control. At least, the least you can do is you make sure that you have crazy glue, that you can, crazy glue, I mean it, crazy glue, that kind of crazy glue that you stuck, and that's it, it will not ever break, okay? That you put one squirt in one lip, another squirt of crazy glue on the other lip, and you shut those lips. So you won't talk, at least for tease the anger, be muted person at the time of anger. The least you can do is to hold fast on your tongue. I mean, make sure that you bite your tongue and not to talk in the time of anger. And let the people know that, brother, please, you know, I don't want to talk about it right now. I'm not in the mood. You find it even among the kuffar. Some kuffar, he said,
Please, I don't want you to come now to talk about it because I am not in the mood. And this is the remedy, another remedy for it, that you try to bite your tongue in the time of anger. Especially men, because I know a lot of words could be hurtful to their spouses. They do utter it, and that includes the divorce word. And that can be regretful afterwards. Now, because this is, again, Islam is a package deal. We have to take the Islam, all of it. We can't just take a piece here and there and run with it. We have to excel in every aspect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, and He's the Prophet ordered us to do. We have to excel. We have to be this. This is the only way to eliminate our anger. It to be the like the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gets angry when Allah's limits and boundaries have been transgressed against, and this is what we need to do. We need to get angry when someone transgresses against Allah's limits. At the end, أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Whatever I say from good is from Allah only, and whatever I say bad is from myself and the shaitan. And may Allah reward you for listening and being in here with us in this evening. And inshallah, we'll see you next week at the same time, 6 p.m. May Allah reward you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.